They do it anyway. They hold it against him. Let me ask you something. And again, I'm just laying it out there. This is what we're dealing with here. This is what we're dealing with. Hey, memo, this is what we're dealing with here. So I say to you, if I went to you and I tried to save you from making a mistake like that, what would you do after the fact? After the fact, what would you do? What would you do? I would go back to that man and I would say, I was wrong. If we ever have a position open on our campus, you're there. Let me tell you something David Blackburn did. This is how strong this guy is, okay? When Derek Dooley was out of control and running over people in that athletic department, and I know this for a fact, all caps, hashtag fact. When Dooley was running people over there in that athletic department, David Blackburn, in a room full of people, looked him right in the eye, and he said, nobody likes you. Nobody respects you. Nobody. You treat people disgracefully. Everybody in here deserves your respect. Everybody in here deserves your respect. Nobody in this building is any better than anybody else. That's the type of person that belongs on that campus. Somebody mentioned the Lady Vols. Hey, listen, I had five people today connected to the whole Lady Vol deal. And you know that's just not my thing. It's just not. I've never made any bones about it. Never made any bones about it. It's not my thing. And I'm honest about it. Again, I'm not going to lie to you. It's just not my thing. They love him. They want him back. They know. He comes back, we get our name back. They know that. That's a foregone conclusion. Again. See, the control people let that happen to the Lady Vols. Nothing happens on that campus without the control people. Puppet around. Make you a little puppet. Puppet around. Puppet around. Hey, David Blackburn's going to be nobody's puppet. Nobody's puppet. Nobody's puppet. He's going to be a man's man. And that's what this place needs. Why wouldn't they want him? Can't control him. He looked him right in the eye and said, guys, I would not hire. And that's a scary thing for those guys. Nobody does that. I'm sorry. That's a scary thing for those guys. Nobody does that. Guys, you cannot make that hire. I'm not going to sit here silently and let you hire that guy without telling you, you can't make that hire. I've checked on him. He's not going to work here. It's not going to work. Hired him anyway. Whatever. Search firm my ass. Oh, Blackburn totally. Blackburn, everything I hear from him is he's team oriented. And culturally, that place is a mess. The only reason he went after Derek Dooley is because Dooley needed it. When I found that he did that to Dolly, I went like this. You ready? I mean, enough is enough. You don't come in here and run all over us. We have a huge identity crisis here. Huge. This place needs somebody to walk it over to the pond. Like that scene in The Lion King, and look at the shadow and the reflection. This is an incredible place. Hey, let me tell you something. If that basketball, and I was harping on that in the offseason, and I shut my mouth tonight, if you watch tonight's show, or listen to tonight's show, I shut my mouth. I'm not going to pile on Rick Barnes. I've said what I'm going to say. You got to have players. And if that's what you all want, then go for it. If you want to win 15 games a year, he's your guy. He's your guy. That ain't me. I want to have fun. And let's go win 23 or 24 games. And that's what Blackburn will do here. I can promise you that. He ain't going to put up with that not recruiting nonsense. He ain't going to put up with it. I can promise you that. Hey, big money. Those people want to control. That's why you got to let your voice be heard. They know we'll control it. Everybody will shut their mouth. You got to tell them, hey, no. It's a new day now. No, we're not going to passively sit here and let you do that. We're not going to sit here and passively let you do that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So what's going to happen? How do I know what's going to happen? What do you mean what's going to happen? How do I know? Somebody asked me what's going to happen. I don't know. Hopefully, I'm here tomorrow when the sun gets up. That's my goal. I gotta get some sleep. I gotta work on my blog. It's late. It's 10:53 in the Eastern time zone. Thanks for being there. We're a couple hours and 9 minutes in. I just went 45 minutes. Just a question, smartass. Hey, look, dude. What do you want me? So what's gonna happen? You tell me what's gonna happen. What's gonna happen? I'm not being a smartass. What do you mean I'm being a smart ass? Well, you tell me what's going to happen. What's going to happen? I mean, what's going to happen? So what's going to happen? I don't know. I don't mean to snap at you, sir. You deserve better than that. All this stuff puts us on edge. But I'll say this right now. Tonight, tomorrow, get involved. Don't sit there and watch this thing go by and not get your voice heard. Don't. These people are going to take it and they're going to turn it over to these foreigners. They're going to turn it over to those foreigners and they're going to say, hey, let me tell you, this Rajah guy, and I don't mean the foreigner in the sense that he's a foreigner, but if you think Alabama would have a guy at a point of power like that in their infrastructure, as much as football means to them, I mean, no offense to that guy. That guy couldn't tell you this from a football. Okay? He couldn't. And that's what I'm talking about. And he was placed there, and that's fine. He's a big, powerful guy, and they placed him there. No, we don't need to march. You need to tweet, Facebook, the right people, call, email. Don't passively sit there and get run over. It's a new day. Step into it. Don't be afraid. One final thought on the way out. Like Tony Jones said, I am of you. You got me. Whether you want it or not, it's about us. We're going to enjoy every minute of this, man. Every minute of it. I wish I could show you in my heart how much I love and appreciate every one of you. I wish I could show you that in my heart. I don't know if there's any, I don't even know if there's any way to convey it. I don't know if there's any way to convey it.